The question was asked, is a Jew allowed to own a dog? And what mitzvot does a Jew have when one purchases a dog? So a Jew is allowed to own a dog. David HaMelech owned a dog. Dogs, multiple. There are a few laws. The first one being, Lotasim Damim Beveitecha. You're not allowed to put something that would cause others harm in your home. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to be Megadel Kelevra. You're not allowed to raise a vicious dog. What's called a Kelevra? A dog that scares people. So it's not enough to say, don't worry, he doesn't bite. The dog has to be in a manner that people can be confident it won't bite. So when the dog is outside, it has to have a muzzle. When a dog runs barking and everyone else, you tell everyone, don't worry, it doesn't bite. Doesn't matter, it could be a chihuahua. But bottom line, it scares people. People are scared it'll bite them. So the dog has to have a muzzle. It has to have something on it that's clear. Or in the Gemara terminology, a big fat chain that people know it can't break the chain and it can't reach them. So it, in whatever way it is, the dog has to be in a way that it doesn't scare people. It's not enough that it doesn't hurt people. Scaring people is also called harm. And that's why people will go and let their dogs run wild. The dog has to be free. Go to the woods and let it free. Go to a place where there's no other people and let your dog free. But to let it free in a park and say, don't worry, it doesn't bite anyone. Halacha says it's not enough. You're not allowed to let your dog free where it'll scare people. Mm-hmm. Next, when you sit down to eat, you have to feed your dog first. Right? We learn from Kriyat Shema. Atati, right? In Kriyat Shema, it says. That you'll have food for your animals, and you'll have food. From there we learn, you feed your animals before you feed yourself. What? It's also there.
It's also Shabbat, doesn't matter, Yom Tov.
Right, and you have Rav Moshe's tshuva, which is important, that animals are not mukzeh, that even though it says in Shulchan Aruch animals are mukzeh, their animals weren't pets. They didn't have such a concept. We have animals that are pets. So they're not mukzeh.
What about shearing? Like removing hair?
Well, you're not. I don't know what that means, removing hair. It is.
Like if you pet.
When you pet dog, hairs come out?
Yeah.
Always?
Maybe?
I don't know enough about it.
Okay.
I don't know enough about it.
I thought that was the issue with petting a dog on Shabbat.
I don't know. I don't know the reality. When you pet a dog, you're necessarily pulling out hairs. I don't know.
Like subconsciously, no?
I don't know how that works. Okay. I don't know. We say that you're not allowed to use a comb that'll cause your own hairs to be pulled out. That's the task of Gozes. But I don't know what?
If you're Sephardic, are you Sephardic?
Me?
Avadi Yosef rules explicitly the pets are mukta on Shabbos.
The pets are mukta? That's what Chacham Avadi says?
Actually, this is very interesting because I just got this in my daily halacha yesterday.
I don't know. He says from Rav Moshe that it's muktzah, and I don't think Rav Moshe and the Tshuva writes that pets are not muktzah, so I don't know where he's coming from. He says in the name of Rav Moshe that they're muktzah. He says Rav Moshe also holds that. He says that from Rav Moshe also. And Rav Shlomo Zalman also holds that pets aren't muktzah. That pets, yeah. Another issue
that... He's saying that Rav Moshe said he can't move an aquarium. He was extending it. He wasn't...
He says this was also the ruling of Rav Moshe, who added, you can't move an aquarium, but also means the first rule that you're not allowed to move any animals, including pets. He's saying Rav Moshe also forbade. The question is, why he's saying that?
I don't know.
The sources are here. I don't have a pet. You also have to know about the laws of trapping animals, for sure in the beginning. There's an Isur Tzeida, you're not allowed to trap an animal on Shabbos. If the animal comes home naturally, after the animal's used to coming home, so then we almost don't have an issue, because the animal is always Nitzot Vomit, it's always coming home. But if it's trying to run away from you, it doesn't know you yet, and on Shabbos you're getting it on Friday, right? Mm-hmm. So on Shabbos it's going to try to run all over the place. So then you have a problem with Tzeida. You're not allowed to hunt it and close it in a room, when right now it would run all over who knows where. So that you have to cheshbon a little bit before Shabbos. I'm saying.
Well, we're going to, I think, pick it and then get it on Sunday or Monday.
It might make sense to get it used to your house before you have to deal with it on Shabbos.
Okay. Now, if can you trap it if it'll
now,
scare?
Now, you have to remember also, on Pesach, that pet food is not allowed to be chametz. Pet food is right, achilas kelev, right? So, it's not allowed to be chametz. I don't know how pet food works in this country. In some places, it's basar b'chalav. Basar b'chalav is asar b'ana. Mm-hmm. You can't feed your pet basar b'chalav.
Mm-hmm. Did he want 6 hours too?
What? And obviously, the feces are feces. It's not so pashut. Dog feces are not exactly like regular feces. They're not as bad as a human. But say.
So I shouldn't dive in a place that has this.
So with regards to dog's feces, it says, if we open up to the Shulchan Aruch, so there's human feces, which are prohibited. Animal feces are not the same. It depends which animal. Just one second. So it depends on the animal. It says, tzat kelev v'chazir. Feces of a dog or a pig.
It's in that category already, isn't
it? Im natan be'morot. If they're used to tan the hides. So then they have a very bad smell because with the hides they promote tannic acid, and then they have a very foul smell. So then you have to stay away from them like human feces. Ve'im lav, but if not, dinam ketzuat shar beima. They're like any other animal's feces. Shein tzich l'archik mem. You don't have to be distant from them. Imen bem rechra, provided that there isn't a foul smell coming from them. But if they do have a foul smell, if you know that your dog, his feces have a foul smell, so then tinam kitzat adam, so then we treat it like human feces. So I don't know. I mean, you don't know what your dog's feces are going to smell like. But if it, you have to stay 4 footsteps away from where the smell ends, and you're not allowed to see it when you're davening and making brachot. Mm-hmm. So that's, I assume your dog won't be different than the regular dog. And the regular dog, its feces don't have such a bad smell. And it's not a problem to daven next to.
Would it be a better not to case in anyways?
What?
Would
no.
It be, no.
It's no different than any other dog.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it probably depends a lot on their diet. And I don't know what dog food today does to the dog's feces. I don't know reality. I'm saying I never owned a dog. I just don't know. Okay, anything else?
We mentioned not trapping animals unrelated to dogs. If you find a bug